Hey authors, welcome back. If you've ever wondered about how do I stay focused as a writer, if that is something that you are challenged with and you have the best intentions and you show up to your writing sessions and your focus is just not there, we're going to be talking about that in today's episode. So subscribe if you have not already. I'm definitely going to be sharing my one large overall tip, and then I'm going to break down that one tip into some four subtopics, if you will, to just to give you more explanation around it. But if you're looking for more in-depth content, you definitely want to check out my growing group, Ambitious Authors and Writers. I'll definitely link it below. So let's get into what the big, huge tip is. Okay, you may not have heard of this, but this is called the anchor technique. And when you think of an anchor, what does it do, right? It keeps you steady. It keeps you grounded. It makes sure that you don't move, that you're not being tossed and swayed. You may sway a little bit, but you're staying in place, right? And I don't know how many of you go sailing regularly. Some of you may know someone with a boat. Maybe you aspire to have a boat, but the anchor is supposed to keep you secure. And for a lot of authors, sometimes we feel all over the place. We have all these ideas, right? And it's just running over and over and over in our head. And we don't know sometimes how to stay steady. We have yet to find our unique writing pace and rhythm so that we can come into our own with our own unique writing process. And I can honestly say that I have found mine, even on the days where I don't feel like writing. Yes, that happens. I'll definitely be honest and tell you that. Some days I don't feel motivated, but I'm still steady because I know my writing rhythm. I know what works best for me when it comes to my writing patterns and my writing style. So I'm able to tackle any writing project with no hesitation because I know what to expect because I have found my anchor. So if you have yet to find what works best for you, you're definitely in the right place, whether you're tuning in and watching or if you're listening via Writer in the Makings podcast. But I want to encourage you to stay steady. You may feel like nothing is working, but I guarantee you, if you don't quit, you are going to find what does work. I was listening to a training not too long ago that talked about instant gratification and how a lot of us want things to happen right away. You all, writing is a process in itself. If you've ever written a book before, you know that it takes more than just writing down the words, right? The book goes through a process. Some compare it to giving birth. And it is definitely something not for the faint of heart, but I do believe that you can find your anchor. So the first sub point within this topic of being anchored is find your writing space or find your writing sanctuary. For some of you, this is going to be in the corner of your office with the music turned down low. For others of you, it may be writing at a cafe and you kind of hear the hustle and bustle of people walking in and out, but you like it. It just kind of sets the tone for you in a sense. Or for some others of you, you may want to write in the park or the library. I have found my muse a few times just writing in the library because we all know that typically in the library, there's complete silence and the distractions are very, very limited. You can focus because everybody else is there for the same purpose, pretty much, right? They're either reading, checking out books, there may be a small event going on, but it's further down the hallway, so you're not being disturbed, and it's just a nice quiet space. Where is your writing space? Where is your writing place? Definitely comment below and let me know. I know for me, typically, I don't write in an office. My bedroom is kind of slash my office, so I am writing there. I may spread out every now and then, but that place works for me. It doesn't bother me. For some of you, you may not be able to write in the bedroom because your brain automatically thinks, okay, this is my place to sleep. And sometimes you have to dissociate where you write because it may be triggering you for another thing. Which, again, if you write in bed, your brain may think, okay, is it time for a nap? And you may find yourself tiring easily. So we may not realize the things that we're doing that really creates the space for us to thrive with our writing sessions. But go ahead and kind of think about, okay, where do I focus best? Where is my happy place in a sense to write? And you can definitely get creative with this because if you only have 15 minutes or 20 minutes, or you're sitting in the parking lot waiting for your kid to come out of their after school activity, or if this is during the school year, you're waiting for them in the pickup line. Maybe you're waiting for them during their practices. Maybe they're in sports. Maybe they're in music, whatever. You can maximize that time as well. That focus time of 20 minutes, and you know they're not going to come out right away because practice may run a little longer. You can do it there. So it doesn't mean with this particular topic of having a writing space, it has to be the same place every single time without fail. You just know, okay, when those time pockets arise and I have the space to write, I know where to go. I know what I am doing. But if you don't know what you're doing and your goals aren't clear, which leads into my second subtopic, is set a clear intent. Let me know down below in the comments, what are your goals when it comes to writing? Because I've said before in previous episodes, and I'll say it again. If this is a hobby for you, then this may not be the best channel. This may not be the best episode for you. But if you're looking to take your writing to new heights and you're taking this seriously, it's not just something that you're doing on the side. You need to know what your goals are. If your plan is to write a book and you want to make so much in sales, you need to have a strategy. That is definitely something you need to be looking into. Now, I'm not saying that you have to have this huge, large, monstrous goal, but if your goal is to make an extra 1,000 a month or an extra 1,500 a month with your book sales, you need to go to the drawing board and say, okay, what are my goals? And then what are the steps that I'm going to take to accomplish those goals? It may require some research on your part, but if you're not clear on your intentions, then you're pretty much just shooting arrows with no target, right? I actually saw a video of that. It's probably an older video. I think it probably came out, I don't know. I know prior to 2020, but the whole basis of this video was this woman who appeared to be doing archery. She's walking up, she's blindfolded, and she's pulling back the arrow, getting ready to shoot. But then the video kind of shifts, and she's in this parking lot, and she's no longer in a field. And now she's just shooting randomly. I think one of the arrows goes into a tire. I don't know if she accidentally almost hit someone with another arrow. So if you're not clear on what your target is, get clear, get clarity. That is going to make a difference. So visualize the outcome that you desire with your writing. For some of you, that may be publishing your first blog because you want to build an audience around a specific topic. For others of you, you may want to write a book series in fiction. For others, maybe you're writing your story in nonfiction. Maybe you're writing a memoir, or maybe you're writing a self-help book. Maybe it's on personal development. What is your goal? Visualize your desire. And even if it's not as large as that, maybe it's completing a chapter, maybe it's refining a plot twist, or crafting captivating dialogue. For me, I love writing dialogue. It's one of my favorite things to do. But clarifying your purpose, clarifying that is going to sharpen your focus and energize you so that your creativity can flow. But if you're just shooting all over the place, that's not going to work you well. And I know for some of you who may be pantsers, getting organized and writing things down may not be up your alley because you just go with the flow. But I still think that even pantsers, I was listening to, I think it was Troy Lambert. You can definitely check out the episode I did with him. He is from Plotter. And I remember talking to him, and he was saying that even pantsers have a game plan. They may not admit it. They may not have it fully detailed as a plotter would. Or if you're like me, maybe you're in between and you're a pantser, but they do have some type of general idea of what they're doing. So I'm not saying, again, it has to be detail for detail with every dot, there, every T is crossed. I'm not saying that, but have a general idea of where you're going so that you know what you are working towards, and then get to work, you all. See, activate your anchor. You can't just make all these plans, you can't just have all these goals and not do anything with it. So if that is some tough love that you need to hear, go ahead and do the work. Some of us are good at planning. We're good at planning, we're good at making lists, we're good at organizing stuff, but then when it comes to actually executing it and actually putting it into practice, we stop. Why is that? Only you can answer that question for yourself. So get to work. Get to work. Activate your anchor. Don't just set things in place and not do anything about it. But as you engage in what works best for you, you're going to see things change. It's kind of like pushing. You ever see those cartoons where a snowball starts off slow? I'm a fan of cartoons, even as an adult. I used to love Tom and Jerry growing up. And there's this one cartoon, I can't remember the name of it. I don't know what year it was in, but Tom ends up pushing this snowball. It's really small. But then as it gets bigger, it takes over him to where he gets caught up in the snowball and then he's rolling down the hill himself. So it may feel like you're pushing it at first. It may feel like a lot of effort at first, but you are eventually going to find your rhythm and it's going to roll on its own. Pretty soon you're gonna be like, whoa, this thing is really going. But activate your anchor, okay? Don't just make plans and not execute them. And then dive into deep flow. So, with your intent established, you know what your goals are, you're putting them into practice, dive deep into it. Have fun with your writing. Yes, we can plan. Yes, we can outline, but I have fun when I'm writing. And I can't really explain it. You can definitely comment below. Let me know how you feel when you're just in the zone and the scenes are flowing, the words are flowing. Let it happen, you all. I hear the classic song by Toni Braxton, Let It Flow, just let go, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Okay, just let it flow, let it happen. You've done the work, you've prepped yourself, you know what your goals are. So just let it flow. Let your creativity flow. Embrace that moment of your words just coming out. And is that going to be every day? No, that doesn't mean that you're a bad writer. It doesn't mean that you didn't plan accordingly. But we all have those days, right? But you just keep showing up. So show up when you have a 1,000 word plus day, and you still show up even if it's 500 words or less than that. Maybe you can only write 300 words today, or only 200 words today. As I always say, and I will say it again, one word is better than 0 words. So don't count yourself out of the game because, like, oh my gosh, I wrote 2,000 words yesterday and I could barely crack out 200 words today. We all go through it. Writing can sometimes, as I said before, feel like a roller coaster, but you keep showing up. That's what makes the difference. There are two types of writers that I'm finding: those that allow their setbacks to hold them back, and then those of us like, you know what? No matter what the setbacks come, no matter how many setbacks show up, no matter how many ups and downs I may experience, I've already made the decision that I'm going to finish this writing project and I'm going to keep showing up no matter what. So if you're the second author, which I know you are because you're tuning into this, comment below that you are not going to quit even despite those setbacks. So quick recap here before we close out. Like I said, I'm sharing one main tip with a few sub tips as a part of it, but all of this is about the anchor method. Securing yourself in a routine that works for you, something that you can duplicate and use again and again, regardless if you're writing a 50,000 word plus novel, maybe you're writing a blog post, maybe you're writing articles, whatever your goals are, you want to make sure that you're anchored in what it is that you are doing, that you're steady, you're not over the place. And as you do that, find the writing space that works best for you. Only you can determine where you find your best flow. Next, set a clear intent. What are your goals? Make sure you are clear on that so you're not just shooting arrows at nothing. Activate your anchor. Don't just make the plans, you got to execute them. Okay, so it's not enough just to have a list, you got to do something with it. And then finally, dive into deep flow. All of this is under the umbrella of the anchor technique. So get to work. There's no way around it. There's no way around it. Yeah, eventually you're going to have to sit down and write. But if you're like me, you love doing it anyway. Yes, it can feel sometimes like a grueling process, but it's so worth it, right? Like, picture yourself finally typing the end to that first draft. You're finally submitting it to publishers. You're finally submitting it to Amazon because, let's say, you're self-publishing for the first time. When you do that and you think about what it took to get there, the long nights that you may have pulled, the early mornings that you may have had to get up to write because you're trying to work this around your job and family, the satisfaction that you are going to feel knowing that you persevered no matter what and you get to hold your book in your hands, regardless if this is your first time or you've done this before. There's no feeling like it in the world. Maybe that's just me, but there's no feeling like that in the world. I absolutely love it. So, if you're ready to elevate your focus and join a community that helps with productivity and consistency in writing, then you definitely want to request to join Ambitious Authors and Writers. We are a vibrant group of like-minded individuals who are committed to each other's writing journey. You'll gain access to exclusive resources. I go live with different topics, whether it's on focus, how to set clear goals for your author writing career, you name it. I have my crew vote on it and I talk about it in my live streams. But we're all about time management, productivity, and writing consistency. That is something that I keep hearing from authors time and time again. Yes, there are resources on the internet, but I believe we need more of it because obviously writers are still challenged with this. And again, Only you can determine how far you're going to go with your writing. I can give all the tips and tools, but it's up to you to execute it. So I'm going to link that below for you to go ahead and request to join. Answer a few questions. That way I know what other topics that you may want to see as it relates to time management, productivity, and consistency in writing. And that way I can make the content that will help serve you so that it helps you and you feel better equipped to tackling your writing project. So, if this was helpful to you all, let me know in the comments what your biggest takeaway was. Share this with fellow authors and writers that you know. Again, you're more than welcome to join me inside Ambitious Authors and Writers. It is a steady growing group. And yeah, we are determined to get the words in. We don't let any type of setbacks hold us back. Yes, we rest. Yes, we recharge. Sometimes you have to go back to the drawing board and kind of tweak some things, but we are committed to never giving up. And I believe that that is you. So go ahead and request to join. I would love to have you part of the community. And thank you so much once again for tuning in, whether you watch this or if you listen through the podcast. I appreciate it. I look forward to the next episode with you all. And remember, if you wrote a book, it is already unique because you wrote it and no one can write a book like you. So God bless. Stay safe. I'll talk to y'all next time. Have a good one. Bye.